pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. It's Thursday morning. It's 29th of May, 2025. Thanks for listening to The Chris Moyles Show. You have got great taste. We've got Tim Key, the comedian, the actor, the poet, the writer, Sidekick Simon, talking about his brand new movie. He's coming in. Tom Daly, the Olympic gold medalist, is coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And Dominic Byrne's got your new sport and weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, a trade court in the US has blocked Donald Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs. The judges concluded the president exceeded his authority by using emergency powers to bring in levies on almost every country. The White House says it will appeal. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks has been looking at the ruling.
It says that it is absolutely clear that the Constitution assigns the United States Congress the exclusive powers to collect tariffs, to impose tariffs, and to regulate commerce with foreign nations. On the face of it, it is a substantial blow.
In other news this morning, Radio X has discovered there's been a big rise in the number of children taking knives into schools. Figures we've seen show around 12 blades a day are being discovered in Britain's classrooms. The government's looking to halve knife crime over the next decade. The Health Secretary is urging doctors to vote against going on strike. The British Medical Association are balloting resident doctors in England over action that could last for 6 months. New polling suggests almost half of the British public are against the proposed walkouts. And Elon Musk has quit working in Donald Trump's White House. The boss at Tesla and SpaceX had been working to cut government spending. He has thanked the US president for the opportunity.
Sport.
Chelsea have ended the season with a trophy after winning the UEFA Conference League. They came from behind to beat Spanish side Real Betis 4-1 in the final last night. Here's the boss, Enzo Maresca.
I expect a little bit the way we play first half. And the reason why is because we play 100 minutes Sunday. We adjust something tactically half-time, and second half we were much better, and we are very happy.
Our success means Chelsea are the first club to lift all four of the current major European trophies. And Emma Raducanu believes she can take plenty of positives from her performances during the clay court season. The British tennis number two had her French Open campaign ended in the second round. That was by the defending champion Iga Świątek. But Raducanu's enjoyed some decent results over the last few weeks. She says she's now looking forward to playing on her favourite surface, grass.
I do feel comfortable, obviously, being at home and having that environment around me. Last year, I had a great season, and I'm looking forward to kind of being in the same environment, being at home, having the home support. And, I think all of us really thrive in that environment, and it's just, a really healthy and kind of happy time.
I really hope she does very well. I really do.
She's brilliant.
But didn't she get an ass whooping?
She did.
She got absolutely whooped.
Yeah.
And the story that we've written is she's taken a lot of positives out of it.
A lot of positives.
What's the positive? She has to go home early?
Well, I mean, it's more experience on clay.
She got plans for the weekend?
Yeah.
It's great, actually, because it's my mate's hen do Friday, and I really needed to get back to it.
Pub in the park.
All yeah, it's very positive. I want to go see Chris Moyles at Pub in the Park on Friday night in London. Apparently, there's 2-for-1 tickets.
So all eyes on Wimbledon now for Emma Raducanu.
Yeah, and I hope she smashes it. I really do.
She's brilliant.
I love, seriously, somebody in the newsroom loves her. Mm, she got a whooping.
It's Chris who's writing the sport at the moment.
Do you know what it is?
I think he's a big tennis fan.
Do you know what it is? I think he's got a party going on Friday. He's her mate, and she's invited. And he's like, oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
There's lots of positive to be taken out of this. Anyway, well done to Emma.
Well
and
done,
who
Emma.
Was she playing against again?
She was playing against Iga Świątek.
Oh, she was very eager. She won.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Cloudy and patchy rain again for much of the UK. Some sunshine later for central and eastern parts. And quite warm, 23 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
You are listening to the best bloody breakfast show on the radio in Britain. Not officially, just in my eyes. You're welcome.
The Chris Moyles Show.
underneath the middle lane because I pay my road tax and I don't deserve to sit behind lorries. There are three lanes. Use them. That's one of the texts we got in. Now, I think that's probably real.
Do you think?
But yeah.
Because he pays his, or she pays their road tax, they don't deserve to sit behind lorries so they can sit in the middle lane. That doesn't make any
sense. Pay your road tax, you can use all roads, but you don't drive on all roads.
Exactly.
What?
That's true.
If you pay your road tax, you can drive anywhere, but just because you paid it doesn't mean that you go and drive down the M1.
What's road tax?
Yeah. What is road tax?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What is road tax?
Road tax?
Yeah.
Road tax?
What is that?
Well, it's tax you pay every year for your car to drive on the road.
Are you down?
Yeah, do you not pay road tax?
No.
You used to get a little disc.
What?
Put it in your windscreen?
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't do that anymore.
No, no, don't do all online.
They stopped
now.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
You don't have to pay for anything.
No, you do pay road tax.
You pay for it.
Oh, what? Yeah. Direct debit every month.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't.
What? So you don't have a road tax?
No.
Why?
Got a doctor on call.
Oh. Sign. That's good.
Dr. Miles.
And I've got them blue lights.
Oh, have you got them? That'd be great.
You don't like Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah.
I told you, I knew a bloke who had a blue light in his glove compartment.
Really?
You plug it into your cigarette lighter.
Oh.
And he was stuck in traffic once.
Wow.
And he went, ah. And his brain flew out of his skull.
Yeah.
And he thought, do you know what I'll do? I'll just plug the blue light in, put it on the dashboard and drive down the hard shoulder.
Wow.
And I said to him, you know, that's really illegal.
Yeah, that's thoroughly illegal.
That's really bad.
That'd be fun.
He's like, I know I shouldn't have done it, but I did get past all the traffic.
Yeah.
I'm like, again, I think you shouldn't do that anymore. He went, I've only done it once before.
Oh, what? He's done it, though.
He's done it twice.
That's terrible.
Anyway.
That would be fun. That's James's dream, isn't it? Getting in a police car with a blue light flashing.
I think undercover police is my dream job.
Yeah. They're usually Volvos, aren't they?
Yeah.
A lot of Volvos. Yeah.
Any brand. They use electric ones now as well.
Do they?
Yeah.
Sorry, eco of them.
So you'd like to be undercover police?
Yes.
In what scenario? Give me the
traffic
scenario.
Cop.
Right.
And then someone is speeding down the motorway at 110, which you shouldn't be doing.
No.
You go after them.
Are you allowed to do that?
No, you're not.
No, on the M6, at toll you can.
No, it's
you can.
Yeah, you pay your money, you can drive as fast as you like.
Up to 170, I think it is on the M6 at toll.
That's the law, right?
Yeah. No, it's not. You can't.
Oh, no, okay, I got that wrong, sorry.
Yeah. And then I'll radio Oscar Yankee 99, which is the helicopter, and the helicopter will come in, and then I'll get...
You haven't said something rude, though, have you?
Two of the mates, police car drivers, and then we'll box them in, and it'll be fun.
For doing how fast are they driving?
110.
It's not like they're,
Yeah, they are. They're driving erratically.
It's not that much over the speed limit, is it?
It's not like Lando Norris or anything, is it?
Do you remember when the prize dump tour?
Yes.
Police car box in a driver.
Yeah, that was very exciting.
How fun was that?
Do you remember that? We were sat at the front of the bus, weren't we, watching the whole thing?
We saw a car razz down the hard shoulder with three police cars after it, and then one of them slowed all the traffic down, and then next thing, it's boxed in.
Yeah.
He's in handcuffs.
Oh, you can believe your luck, could you?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Brilliant. Imagine being part of that.
Yeah, they wouldn't call it razzing down, though, would they?
No.
They'd have a more sort of, you know, police...
You've had offers from the police to have a little trip in one of the Ninos.
Yeah, I know.
One of them was going to arrest you.
No, I didn't want to get arrested.
No, but he said he would.
Yeah, no, I did.
And then his boss said he couldn't.
Did he?
Yeah, well, you'd not done anything
I don't want to get arrested. I just want to go in an undercover car, go on some police chases.
Are you allowed to just sit in the back? Can they do that?
I think so. They say that.
If the police are listening, please do this. Please,
yeah, James
please
would love to do it.
Arrest James and take him on a drive.
Go and do a T-pack.
What's that mean?
That's really rude.
It's not.
James, that's really rude,
man. We get arrested for doing that.
You can't do that. That needs to be consent.
Yeah, it is.
What's a T-pack?
Tactical pursuit.
What you do is the way you stand. So you stand kind of like legs apart.
Yeah.
What?
No, T-pack. TP, not...
Yes.
Yes.
Ah.
He was a rapper.
Right.
And
he was big,
like East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of rivalry. Is that right?
That's not it. It's T-Pack.
Okay, all right, fine.
T-Pack.
How do you know all the terms?
Oh, it's traffic cops.
Is that the one with Jamie Thiessen, the Crash Bang Wallet ones?
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They are very good.
It's loads of them.
They are brilliant.
Police Interceptors.
Actually. Yeah.
Police Camera Action.
Watch out, I'm a policeman. Yeah. All those.
All right, okay. By the way, Chris, it's actually called vehicle excise duty. No such thing as road tax. Yeah, all right.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I bet you're fun at parties.
Yeah, I bet you won't.
It's all hang out with you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if there's any police listening, and I know we got a lot of police listening,
yeah.
James wants a razz around in one of the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would call it a razz around.
Undercover.
I'd love to love that. Well, I'd love to know what are the good jobs and bad jobs of being a police person.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you know, forget the obvious, right? But... You know the ones that sit on the side of the road, slightly hidden on that raised embankment?
Yes.
Right?
Sneaky.
Is that good to do that, or is it bad if you get that shift?
Yeah, true.
Like, is that like...
Do you catch up on paperwork?
Do you go, oh, yeah, they've put us on, like, traffic patrol or whatever it is.
Mm. Mound duty.
So we're not even driving. Because,
yeah.
Like, you've got two versions. You've got the ones that sit there and seemingly do know.
Yeah.
And you bomb past them at 90, and they're like, yeah, off you go, I'm not doing that today. And then you've got the ones that drive in lane one at 65 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you absolutely pat yourself when you go past them at 69.
Yeah.
And you're like, don't look at them, don't look at them, don't look at them. Meanwhile, there's other people flying past in the outside lane at 85, and the cop is there going... Just got my job today is to drive slowly on the motorway.
Oh, I hate it when they do that. When the police drive at 70 on the motorway, it's the most annoying thing in the world because you can't overtake them.
Yeah. Don't they realise they're coppers? They can floor it.
Absolutely. They create a bubble around them, don't they? Everyone just pretends they're doing 70. So,
do you think when it's their birthday, the copper goes, right, I'm on motorway duty today, but what I'm going to do, because it's my birthday, I'm going to sit in the inside lane at 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And just see what everyone does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Just one big long line behind them. And then, of course, the middle lane full of middle lane idiots.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, if you work for the police, then text in 83936 or drop us a WhatsApp and then we'll get James arrested. Lovely.
I don't want to get arrested.
Right, it's 12 minutes past seven. What's coming up?
Radio X. Coming up, more of the Chris Moyle Show making a splash in the radio world as per usual. I say splash is a clever segue into telling you about one of our guests today as we're joined by Olympic diver Tom Daly.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, actor, comedian, writer, and poet Tim Key will be catching up with Chris in the studio after 9.
Maybe.
Welcome to the greatest listening experience, because you're rocking with Radio X, you massive legends.
Hey.
The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X.
12 minutes past 7, Thursday at Radio X. Play that guitar, fella. So, Tim Key, very funny man. Dom's watched the movie and he says it is brilliant.
I can't stop thinking about it. I love it. It's brilliant.
And then Tom Daly, the diver, the Olympian, both on the show today between now and 10 o'clock this morning.
You know me well. I seen you and little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking after me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bald, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that, she said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could, I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh
yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be a regular bell. I love to dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Fratelli's at Radio X and Chelsea Dagger. Want to go in a police car? No worries, it's called a ride-along. It happens all the time, James. Anyone can apply, put in your application and ask to come out with us in Twickenham. There you go.
Okay. Ooh. That's not a million miles away, James.
And that's from Paul, who's even put his number on there.
Oh, is that his badge number?
And then he says, better still, do 5 weeks training and become a volunteer police officer. That's what I did. They let me drive the police car now. Oh, absolutely like, fantastic.
Panda car or like police chase?
Panda car? He's not a volunteer police officer in 1983.
Don't call it panda cars anymore. Juliet Bravo. Yeah. Don't do all that still.
So there you go. Why don't you do that?
I'd love to do that.
A volunteer police officer. What happens if you're a volunteer police officer and you get called to something and it's like someone's robbing a bank and they're like, we've got hostages, we're going to kill everyone. You'd be like that. I'm out of here. I'm only a volunteer. I do not need this hassle. I'm literally telling people the time and helping old ladies cross the road. This is way beyond my volunteering status. James, you're in.
Everybody, you call it the robbery.
It's a robbery. It's the clean version, don't worry, but we always have a bit of a panic on. Phew. You need to get in there and get those hostages. I am a volunteer. Yeah. You go in. I'll be over there in Starbucks watching.
Me and Fast got the Ashby out throughout the bank. You got Steve outside, count a full pack, and everything's cool and everything's smooth.
Hey, that's...
I walk into the teller, I give her the letter. She gives me the loot, with bucket up lips and a wink that I found cute. And I said, baby, 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 is there some karmic G-love thing happening here, baby, or what? By that time, Fast at me with the... Said it's time to blow, you know. So out the door we go, back to the ride. Steve inside in the lot, and off the drive. See, I hurt my lower lumbar. You know we never get far riding around in a stolen police car. So we dropped it off and piled in the caddy. Steve was driving, cause I had to talk to my man.
Well, so I don't know anything about any setup. You can torture me all you want.
Torture you, that's a good idea. I like that one.
The Hell's Gate ain't punking the crowd, man, I'm still standing up straight. So we pull these jobs, make a little money. No one gets hurt if they don't act funny. On the way to the yacht, we almost got caught. Fast shooting mailboxes, knowing where the cops is, yeah. They had to get donuts adjacent from the phone, whose mailbox fast that just exploded. They gave chase from our man Steve's and Ace, and we lost those brothers with haste. We cast it off, and along we went off from Bermuda to an island resort we rented.
Sunshine. Need you cool.
Are you cool?
I am cool.
I can make Dominic Byrne laugh with just a few words that wouldn't really make much sense to anybody else.
Can you?
Yeah. Shall I try it?
All right, let me get him.
I won't even look at him, James. Okay. Watch this.
Go on.
Watch Dom's face. Hey, you're live on BBC Three right now.
Do not finish that sentence.
I won't.
Right.
That is Fun Loving Criminals and Scooby Snacks. This is Radio X. We'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show. Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Samantha? Samantha!
Go on. Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend.
Now that's a proper coffee. Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Mmm.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
And they're coming down the final furlong now. And Long Drive Home is being chased down by I'm Tired. I wish I didn't have to drive home. It's losing ground. As Better Get a Travelodge is coming up fast. Long Drive Home is fading. As Better Get a Travelodge comes tearing up on the inside. And Better Get a Travelodge takes it!
Sporting event coming up. Better Get a Travelodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country. At travelodge.co.uk.
Ah, summer's calling. The birds in the trees, the distant hum of a lawnmower, and the powerful blast of a pressure washer. Get all your outdoor jobs done with Screwfix. We've got powerful petrol mowers built to handle any garden, top-notch tools for every job, quality outdoor paint for the perfect finish, and pressure washers to tackle the toughest of grime. We've got all the big brands like Titan, Karcher, Mountfield, Ronseal, and Fortress, all at great prices. Shop on the app, online, or in-store at Screwfix.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moyle.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, Antarctic saviour is Penguin Poo. Plus, to celebrate the runaway success of the Bloomin' Legends podcast, we want to hear about the legends in your own life, and Harry paints our pet town of West Bromwich red. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
With Lidl Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Lidl Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6th, 25. Full T's and C's apply. See lidl.co.uk/spin.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Live from London's Leicester Square, this is The Chris Miles Show.
Radio X. Morning, thank you for tuning in to The Chris Miles Show on Radio X. Now, we found out the other day that our boss, because it's half term, our boss Matt Deverson.
My name is Matt Deverson. I am the boss. I write emails like this. Booyakasha. And I am in charge. Send.
He is off this week, and we absolutely confirmed that he wasn't listening to our show the other morning because we were going through all our favourite, now that's what I call music albums, and playing the most inappropriate music. So I'm going to bring that feature back again.
We had nothing, did we? It's brilliant.
We had a great time. We were playing like tracks from Now 7, Now 22, Now 35.
Yeah.
I think Phoenix is like Now 111 or something. Yeah.
Something annoying.
And that was great fun.
I'll just do that again.
Did you have a Now album, James? Did we do? Oh, we did yours.
Mine, yeah.
We did
what was yours again?
Peter Andre Flavor.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
Boyzone Words.
Oh, all the big Radio X bangers.
All the classics. Yeah.
So I might do that again because it went down very well.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Devo, still nothing from him, by the way. He's oblivious we even did it.
I think so.
We
can ask Tom Daly what his first Now album is.
Oh,
it'll be something ridiculous, 200. Like 90
How old
something.
Is Tom? What is he now?
Is he
20 yet?
He's 18 now, I think. How old is he?
He's 31. Is that all?
He's 31.
Oh, God's sake.
Good Lord.
Oh, come on.
About a week ago, he turned 31.
I hate young people. All right, well, we'll ask Tom, and then we'll ask Tim Key as well, because Tim's a little bit older, so yeah. I'll bet both of them going, oh, I've never heard a Now album, and it'll kill the feature, Stone Cold Dead. That's what I'll do. Anyway, we might do the Now music game a little bit later on again this morning.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favourite point of view. Like you always do, just like you always do. Already pulling me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Of the emptiness machine, the emptiness machine.
I keep on lying to.
great song. People have started texting in now. Their first ever Now That's What I Call Music album. So we might have to do the feature. Then you can't let the audience down.
Exactly. That's what they're demanding.
If they want it, we've got to do it for them. Meanwhile, Dominic Byrne does a letters feature at exactly 7:30 every morning. And it's exactly 7:30.
I'm going to say two words to you, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit rude.
Splatter room.
Sorry?
Are you intrigued?
Is this one of your...
No.
...clubs?
No. Dear everyone, quick question.
Do you an old Mavis take part in one of these?
It's not... This is the splatter room.
Right.
Who've got
this
in touch.
This is Ofcom friendly.
It's very Ofcom friendly. It's fine, James. Have you ever fancied channeling your inner Jackson Pollock?
Hey.
Because... You're in luck. Welcome to the Splatter Room, guys. Officially voted best place to live in the UK in Saffron Walden, so that's where they're based. Here's how the Splatter Room works. We set you up with a blank canvas, arm you with a load of paint,
yeah,
various tools, including squirt guns, slingshots.
Where's this cap dag?
And more. And let you throw, flick, splat, and swirl.
Let you what?
I'm not saying it again. Do what you want to do, basically, in the splatter room. If you can't paint, it's perfect. Splatter art is all about fun, not skill.
Okay.
It's messy freedom with no pressure. Whether you want to create an abstract masterpiece or just de-stress and lob some paint around like a toddler, that's fine. So they've sent us some splatter art.
It actually sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
It does sound like fun. Perfect for team bonding, hen parties, date nights, or just giving
hen
an outlet.
Hen parties.
Date nights.
Well, do you know what? As much as you make it sound rude, it does sound like it'd be actually a lot of fun.
If you want to come down to Saffron Walden and do some...
I don't even know where that is.
Come and now, I think Saffron Walden is where we went to the brewery that made the Radio X Amplified Lager.
Well, Green King.
Green King. I think that was Saffron Walden.
Do you mean Green King, the brewery that absolutely ghosted us after that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not heard from them. But it was a lovely beer. Plus, we know Chris is coming to Audley End to DJ on August the 2nd, which is not a million miles away from where they are.
Oh, okay.
It's a four-minute drive, in fact.
So, is it?
It is. So they've sent us some Radio X splatter art.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is. What do you think?
I mean...
Very splattered.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right, isn't it?
We should stick that in our green room.
It's a lot of texture on the canvas. I think that's what you say.
Okay.
Check out our Instagram if you want to. It's F-E, so which is E-double-F-Y, underscore, the artist. F-E, the artist.
Okay.
Is that wrong? No, that's all right.
I'm going to say no.
No, F-E's okay, because it's short for, you know, Effingham or something like that. You can see photos of the space that we work in. We've only been open for 3 weeks, but the room is looking well and truly splattered. So on Insta, F-E, underscore, the artist.
It's very, very close to Audley End.
Very close.
It is literally next door.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could go along. I could go and splatter and then introduce the Manic Street Preachers.
Yes, absolutely. In that order.
It's a white-walled room.
Where can I find out more info?
So, on Instagram,
yeah,
you can go to F-E-E-F-F-Y underscore the artist.
E-F-F-Y underscore the artist. Again, it's popped up.
Yeah, it's actually a good idea.
1,000 followers they've got.
Great.
Helping your stress melt away through creativity.
I bet it's fun.
Do you fancy, you know, going in there and
having a splatter?
Having a splatter.
Oh, we're
gunk everywhere.
Yeah, Dom.
Never, never say never.
Right.
Something like this.
Have you been?
I like me art. Say again, have I been? I've not been.
Not to that one.
I do like me art, though. It is a bit Jackson Pollocky.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's nice, that. It's really nice. We'll stick it in the green room.
I only found out who he was recently.
Oh, Jackson Pollock?
Yeah.
He just chucked paint on canvas and made, like, millions of pounds.
Well, go and check them out, guys.
Mm. Quite nice, isn't it? Right. You've been sent something you'll like.
Oh, God. Please don't say it's food. I'm starving.
No, it's not food. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
No, it's not food.
I'm not having breakfast. I'm intermittent fasting because I'm a... Dullard.
What's one of your favourite clothing brands that may have sent you stuff quite recently in the post that you might like quite a lot of?
Oh, Gucci.
Oh, right, no.
Prada.
It's not, no, it's not.
Vivienne Westwood.
No. Two words.
Oh, Louis Vuitton.
Splatter room. No, stop. Pretty Green.
Oh, hello.
They've sent you something else.
What?
There you go.
Have they?
Yeah, they have.
I got some stuff from Pretty Green and I wasn't allowed to keep one of them.
Oh, yes. Was that the was that the bowling
Tiff
shirt?
Said it didn't suit me. She said I look like I work in a bowling alley.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Were they shoes?
What?
What were they?
Oh, no,
it's
here,
it's like
you?
A shirt.
It's a shirt with a big sort of stripe down the middle of it, if you like.
That's all right.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, now it's a shirt, but it looks a bit like a... I always have to be very careful. A...
Shacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love yep. A shacket.
That's it. Shacket. You wear a lot of shacket. You're
for
a shacket
you.
Today, really.
I've got a shacket on today.
Hmm. Oh, that's lovely.
It's a short sleeve one.
Oh, that's nice,
it's like
material.
A nice shirt.
That's lovely, that.
All right. That's very nice. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, you've got it.
Live forever.
Yeah, that's a medium, that one. A peak, something shirt, navy, medium.
Oh, medium.
No, that's fine.
Oh, don't. Sometimes,
that'd be good for you.
Sometimes medium isn't my friend, Dom. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
And if Pretty Green would like to send me anything, that's absolutely fine. I'm actually wearing a Pretty Green jacket today, just completely by coincidence.
You and I have bought a fair bit from Pretty Green.
Yeah, I like Pretty Green a lot. It's really good.
Oh,
yeah,
is Liam still involved in it?
I don't know if Liam ever was really involved, was he?
Their shop on Carnaby Street in London was awesome.
It's gone, isn't it?
Has it? Do you know what? That fits perfect. And you got a T-shirt underneath. That fits lovely, that.
Oh, I'm a medium!
Yay!
God bless you!
That's nice, isn't it? That's nice colour. Now, that's good. Do you know what that's kind of Ibiza? You're about to go out for something to eat, you're having a few drinks by the pool.
When's the last time you were in Ibiza?
Oh, a long time ago. I mean, anywhere on holiday. That works, doesn't it?
All right, it's nice.
Lovely.
It's like a Cuban collar.
Yeah, I'll wear this at Glastonbury.
Is that what it is? Cuban collar. Very nice, that.
Thanks, guys.
I like Pretty Green.
There you go, look.
It's very nice. Good. Right, now...
I've just tried on a shirt on the radio.
Yeah, but it looks good.
And we are groundbreaking.
It's a nice little badge on it as well.
I'll show it to the microphone.
Yeah.
There you go. You can tell me what you think. Text in now. Does it suit me? I think it does.
Yeah, it's lovely, that.
Thanks.
Oh, it does suit you a lot. Now, slightly controversial email, and we need to explain what's going on.
Oh.
James, are you ready with the riposte? Hi, Dom. Saw this and thought of you. Basically... Somebody has sent us a picture from Inverness City Council who have posted, I think it's on Insta, it's not just the weather that's hotting up. Don't forget, it's swingers night tonight at the Castle Tavern in Inverness.
Are you off?
Now.
Are you and old Mavis?
They've enclosed a picture, which I think is from, I think that's from Benidorm, isn't it? The
it
TV
like
show.
ITV's Benidorm.
Benidorm. Now.
Written by Darren someone.
Is it?
Yeah, because we used to have the same agent, and every time I used to ring, the receptionist would go, oh, hi, Darren, how are you? I'll just put you through now. And I'd be like, yeah, it's not Darren. She'd be like, oh, my God, I'm sorry, is that Chris?
Did he get, hi, Chris, I'll just put you through.
I don't know.
Now, they were not hosting a swingers night, because, James, you have the reply. Who's this from?
The actual Castle Tavern.
So they're saying, whilst they say there's no such thing as bad publicity and we do love a bit of banter on our socials, anyone sitting with car keys in the middle of their table will be taken to the cellar to think about their life choices. So they are not doing swingers night. So
what are they calling it?
They're not doing a night that involves anything like that.
Where are you going instead?
No. I'm not going anywhere. So this is Nikki.
Are you devastated it's been cancelled?
No. No.
Have you booked your train?
I haven't booked my train to Inverness or a flight to Inverness. So they're, for people who are into that kind of thing, and categorically I can say I'm not, sadly they are not doing swingers nights in the Castle Tavern.
Well, they're doing it.
They can't stress that enough.
Okay.
They can't stress that
enough. All right.
That's good. Okay.
So who said they were?
Inverness City Council.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah. Inverness City Council, it says.
So what did they mean?
Well, it says, it's not just the weather that's hotting up. Don't forget, it's swingers night at the Castle Tavern tonight.
So why did they write that?
I don't know.
And the Castle Tavern have come back and gone, it's bloody well not swingers night.
Exactly right, it's not. So yeah, so they've very much jumped on it.
By the way, if you scroll down just a little bit, James.
Not jumped on it, you know.
Inverness City Council actually wrote, It's not just the weather that's hotting up. Don't forget, it's Swingers Night tonight at the Castle Tavern. And that was at 7:15 the other night.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if you scroll back up to the top, it took the Castle Tavern almost 24 hours to reply, going, no, it bloody well isn't Swingers Night, thank you very much. It took them 24 hours to reply.
Dino wants to know what's in the cellar. I don't think that's the point, Dino. I don't think anything happens there.
They've moved it.
Good, so we've cleared that up. For swinging people, that's not the place to go.
Where is the place to go, Dom?
No idea.
Right.
It's not for me.
I know where the place to be is.
Where?
Where you live.
No, it's not.
It's upside down pineapple heaven, isn't
no,
it?
No, we don't.
Or whatever
have,
it is.
Our pineapples are the right way up.
Are they?
And usually in tins.
Where are they up?
Dom at radiox.co.uk if you'd like to email something in.
Can opener, sir.
Yeah. Or you can send stuff through. I mean, a pretty green one to send me anything. I'm not going to bat it.
What size would you go for?
Probably a medium as well.
All
That'd
right.
be great. At this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne. The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London, WC2H, 7LA.
Me and my brand new shirt will be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later. And nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Berry, let's make it sparkle.
Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provided subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus.
Hiya.
What, geezer?
What's occurring?
Hey, up, son. You're right, Arky.
All right, my lover.
Hello.
You're right, babe. Are you ill?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, dear.
Fancy saying hi to more of the UK? Better get a Travelodge. Find great value, king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Johnny Vaughan.
I've seen an Italian tourist knocking around. He's like really tanned up, quite, you know, quite a cool sort of middle-aged guy. Mm. He's just wearing an orange
gilet.
And I don't know why. I just thought back. I thought, really cool. I think, because he's olive skin with thick hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've ordered this thing. It's arrived. I put it on. Vanessa just started laughing.
Oh. Why?
Because it looked like a life jacket. I just looked like I'm walking around
that orange.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With Thatcher's Haze, the perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Welcome to the radio show that's brought to you by a bunch of professional idiots.
Radio X. I don't know that jingle.
Sorry, nice, is it? At least it's a professional, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, we get paid.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It is 7:45, and this is Mr. Jerry Cinnamon.
She is a belter, different from the rest. Diamonds on her finger, and she always looks her best. She is a gangster, with 100 miles there when she walks. Her feet don't touch a floor, she is a belter. She plays with lightning, I'm 100 miles high. Dishing out the thunder like a god inside the sky. She is a dancer, and she dances in my dreams. Reminds me that the world is not as evil as it seems. She is a belter. No happy endings, unless fairy tales come true. But she looks like a princess and there's not much else to do. I think I love her. She gets underneath my skin, but I've been stung a few times, so I don't let no one I know even belt up. She is a belt up. She is a belt up. She is a belter. How can she reach me when I'm high above the shelf? Lost inside the smoke ring while I ponder to myself. Is she the answer to the question in my mind? Is happiness an option or is love just turned me blind? Is she a belter? Unless fairy tales come true. But she looks like a princess and there's not much else to do. I think I love her. She gets underneath my skin, but I've been stung a few times, so I don't let no one and no even belt her. She is a belt her. She is a belter. She is a belter.
Jerry Cinnamon and Belter on Radio X. Right, what are we doing now, James? You're producing the show.
Aren't you now? We have got some...
Aren't you now?
Are you now?
Aren't you now?
Are you now?
I know what you'll want to do.
Well, I'm looking and I think we've got a gap in the schedule, haven't we?
We have a read for a gig which is happening tomorrow that you might be at.
One time I actually want to do, that's what I call music stuff, and I've got to plug a gig.
Yeah. And we can do now, that's what I call if you want.
Not just any old gig though, is it?
It is Pub in the Park.
Yeah.
2025, Tom Kerridge's Music and Food Festival, Pub in the Park, is back, featuring a DJ set from Chris Moyles.
Wow.
At London's Gunnersbury Park, which starts tomorrow. Who wrote this?
A mix of me and the website.
Well, why does it say Chris Moyles on it? Why doesn't it say featuring me?
Because we write most of your stuff with Chris Moyles.
I'm not Tim Lovejoy. I'm talking about myself in the third person. Yeah. Chris hates that. Tickets are now on sale at pubinthepark.com. Now, so if you're in London, this is Gunnersbury Park in London. Mm-hmm. If you don't live in London and you fancy it, now I know it's short notice, it's tomorrow. But if you're like, do you know what? When do we get a hotel? And then we'll go down and we'll have a boozy night. Food is amazing. Like, when I say the food is amazing, the food is amazing.
Oh, it is.
It is stunning, actually.
If you get up the website, James, it normally tells you which bands are playing.
Yeah.
But it also often tells you what the restaurants are or what food stalls are there. And the food is incredible. It's Tom Kerridge, right? Mm-hmm. So the food is yummy. All the drinks are there. So if you want a pint of lager, pink gin, whatever it may be, it's all there. And then tomorrow night, it is a 90s explosion. So there's three tribute bands on, a Pulp one, an Oasis one, and a Blur one. Pulped, Noasis, and Blur 2.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing my 90s hangover, or as Radio X wrote in the letter on the email the other day, my 90s handover. And so it's all 90s, basically. It's a night of 90s music. So you get all the bands playing, and then you get me on the decks giving it all, Oi Oi, Savaloy, and all that. And I blooming well love it.
That's going to be great. It's a lovely atmosphere, Pub in the Park, actually.
Yeah.
It's very friendly, kind of, everyone's just up for fun. It's great.
So if you go, James.
Yes.
So it Food should, time. There you go. So look, chefs.
There's Rimmer.
Pardon?
Simon Rimmer.
Oh, I was about to say. Oh, he's not going to be there, is he?
Yeah.
Actually, he is going to be there.
Yeah.
Now, are they the people that are going to be at actual Gunners Park over the weekend? That's a lot of chefs.
Michel Roux Jr.'s on there.
Oh, bonsoir.
He's very
No, he's not
French. He's French, isn't he, James?
You made him French.
Yeah, you did.
I thought he was.
Yeah. Tom Carriage will be there. Michel Roux. Simon Rimmer. Yeah, speaking of balance. So loads of chefs. And then if you go back one, James, oh, Jay Rayner will be there. Jay Rayner's always there.
Jay Rayner's good, isn't he?
Is he?
Oh, he's good. He's a good food.
And then go to pubs on the left. And then it tells you what pubs are going to be there. And these are pubs that have, like, amazing food.
Mm.
So there's one called the Pig's Ear. There's the Bun and Lass. Tom Carriage is the Butcher's Tap and Grill.
Yeah. The Tamil Prince, I've been there.
What's the Tamil Prince?
I think they do Indian food.
Oh, stop.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, it's brilliant. Love that. So click on that again for me. So the Tamil Prince, so this is what I mean when I say the food there is brilliant. It was founded by somebody called Prince.
Oh, great. What a start in life.
Food offering from Prince's hometown in South India. Oh, look at that.
Beautiful.
The Tamil Prince celebrates the iconic partnership of curries and pints.
Great.
This is right up my street.
Absolutely. What's not to love with that?
Now, if you fancy it and you want to come along tomorrow night, and I appreciate it's in London, so that doesn't suit everybody, but they're doing two tickets for the price of one if you use the code MOILS.
Oh, nice.
At Pub in the Park's
two
website.
Two for one.
That's yes, Dom. So massive. What happens is you pay for one
and you get two
tickets. Or
buy one, get one free.
Yeah, or they make each ticket half price.
Ah.
So which one would you want?
Well, I mean,
do you want two half price tickets or buy one, get one free?
Bog off.
Sorry?
Yeah,
bog
I'll
off.
Have a bog
off. Do you
off.
Mind? I'm in the middle of a link.
Rude. Sorry. Buy one, get one free. That's great.
So if you go to pubinthepark.com, thanks to our friends at pubinthepark.com, use the code MOILS and you can get two tickets for the price of one. So there you are.
What a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Very generous.
So, tomorrow night, I'll be there. Toby Tarrant is going to be there as well.
Oh, is he coming down, is he?
Yes, he is.
Great.
Which I guess then Pippa's also going to be there.
Is he cooking anything, Toby, or is he just visiting as a punter?
He, well, stupidly, they do a podcast like called Pod in the Park.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They record it at the Pub in the Parks with Simon Rimmer.
Yes.
And Simon Rimmer's going to get Toby on as a guest. Simon doesn't know what he's letting himself in for.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I mean, good luck in that edit.
He's had it.
It's going to be filth.
Swear beep the entire...
Do you want some good news?
Yeah, go on.
Weather's going to be lovely tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so.
Dry, 23 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, stop, Chris. Look at this. I've just had a text. Sausage Roll Man, Pub in the Park, in capitals. It caught my eye.
Oh, is this your man?
I have a stand next to Sausage Roll Man. I've told him to keep you some black pudding and haggis sausage rolls. His name is Ali. I told you, I had a sausage roll at Pub in the Park a few years ago. It was chorizo and black pudding sausage roll, and it was delicious. So, if you fancy it tomorrow night, you've got Pulp, Oasis, Blur tribute bands. Then I'm DJing, I'm headlining, doing the 90s hangover. You will have a great night, and it's Friday, no work the next day. Go to pubinthepark.com, use the code MOILS, and get 2-for-1 on the tickets for this weekend. Do you like that? All right, good. And I will see you there tomorrow night. Ain't got
you got the best to play the role. You can't play with me. And all the bros trap for the cousin, try for cheddar, tight clothes. She got a hat and all the asses is assholes. She be a bobbin to me.
You saw that the news came out kind of late in the day yesterday that Kings of Leon have had to cancel the forthcoming UK and European dates due to the man from the Kings of Leon having a freak accident. And you go, oh my God, that is awful. What the blooming hell has happened? He was playing with his kids and he broke his foot.
Oh, Caleb, come on now.
That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's freak accident, is their words.
Yes.
But yeah, he was playing with his kids. Don't know what happened, but he's broken his foot, which apparently is not great before you head out on a European tour.
I broke my foot pretty bad playing with the kids, he says.
He said, it's pretty gnarly and I'll spare all the details. That means he did it in an embarrassing way, I reckon.
Yeah I think so.
A doobie doobie doob. Ow!
That's not good.
He had some emergency surgery. He says he's on the mend. They told me I can't be on my feet travelling or anything for the next 8 weeks or so. That's a big bummer.
That's a big bummer.
Yeah. That sounds like a private doctor to me.
Mm.
So there you are.
That's a big bummer.
Definitely not NHS over there, is it?
No, it's different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they'll rearrange the dates, I'm sure, and then they'll be here. But that's a disappointment for the Kings of Leon fans. Right, it's 7:58. Dominic's got your news at 8 o'clock coming up next.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
If you want to go big on your next meal, go Jumbo XL Big, babes. Aldi's Ecuadorian Jumbo XL prawns are super succulent. They taste well nice and grill well good. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Are you tired of asking the big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Does God even exist? And how much swearing can you fit into a West End musical? You're in luck. The Book of Mormon has the answers. Well, to one of them at least. See the show that the Daily Mail calls outrageously profane with a beautiful heart. The Book of Mormon might not answer all of life's great questions, but it's the funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com.
SVL Villas. What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay. No worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Get all your outdoor jobs done with Screwfix, with great value on pressure washers, mowers and outdoor paint from top brands like Karcher, Titan and Ronseal. Shop on the app, online or in-store.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update next.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. Mm. It may seem like a little thing, but to us,